All right, so what does the expert, Ms. Claudia Six, recommend when it comes to improving our body image? Well, she recommends that we stand in front of a mirror as close to being naked as we can tolerate. So whether that means you're down to your bra and panties, ladies, men, your boxers, t-shirt and boxers, tank top and boxers. Ladies, gentlemen, if you're totally nude, whatever you can tolerate, look at what you see. And don't make a quick glance. Don't take just a quick glance. Really look at your body. And then everything that you see that you like, write that down. Then do that again tomorrow. Then do it again the next day and the next day. And actually Nagoski, Dr. Nagoski is the one who's saying, hey, look, do this. The repetition will get you to the point where you're comfortable with your body and you can love it for its unique beauty. It's the only body you have. Not saying it's the only body you will ever have, because people have changed the look of their body in one way or another. But it's the only body you have. And so a good starting point might be to just get very comfortable with the part of your body, the parts of your body that you already like. Whatever part of your body that is, your nose, your neck, ankles, whatever it is. Thighs. You know, some people may say, hey, my thighs are okay, but my belly is too big. My breasts are okay, but I wish my legs were bigger. My abs are okay, but I wish my chest were bigger. Whatever it is, you know, there's hopefully something about you that you like. Hey, even your eyelashes, your eyebrows, those are parts of your bodies, your eyes. Okay, another obstacle that may be contributing to your sexual performance anxiety is simply a lack of appropriate sex education. So learn as much as you can about sex and what works for you. Maybe you're not sure about the techniques of achieving or giving pleasure. And both are important. Receiving and giving pleasure are important. I hope that's your attitude about sexual intercourse, that you want to provide something that will be of pleasure to the person you're working with, but you also want to receive pleasure. You want the person whom you're with to provide something that will give you pleasure. Yeah, because sexual intercourse is supposed to be mutually pleasurable. Now, you need to be aware of the fact that if someone is kind of anxious about their body image, and as a result, they're somewhat reluctant to really engage sexually, even if they don't say it, it might come across and it could have an impact on the other person. Maybe you're worried that your wants and your needs are not normal. If you have any worries at all about sex, it may be worth speaking to a healthcare professional to get reassurance, reading a book or two, exploring a topic, joining workshops led by sex educators. As Goddard explains, adults need sex education too. If we didn't learn somewhere, then how can we have the fulfilling sexual lives that we really want to have? Talked about the possibility of talking with a professional. And I know some of you are thinking, hey, what about talking with your partner? That's a great question. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that too is critical. You need to be open enough with each other that you can talk about what is or is not going on, what is not working. If you trust this person enough to want to have sexual intercourse with them, why not tell them if something's not working? You can also encourage them to do more of something that is working. Open communication may just be the best way forward if you're worried about taking a long time to orgasm, if you're having difficulty staying aroused, if you're being afraid that you won't even become aroused in the first place. A study published recently in the Journal of Marital and Family Therapy worked with 142 committed couples and found that intimate partners who freely communicate their sexual needs and desires have a more healthy and fulfilling sex life. In the paper, The authors explain that women who communicated about sex more reached orgasm more often, and that speaking openly about sexual needs in a couple was linked to better relationship and sexual satisfaction among both men and women. Don't think that pleasure is going to be automatic for one or the other. Remember, sexual fulfillment is not necessarily indicated by orgasm. That alone doesn't do the trick, because a person can reach orgasm and not be fulfilled sexually. Because remember what I've shared with you. There's a lot of physiological stuff going on that can bring a person to orgasm. But if they feel emotionally disconnected, especially emotionally disconnected from someone with whom they should be feeling intimate, the sex still will not be fulfilling. So I think that one of the important things to also remember is this. Talk with each other. Talk with each other. Remember, the person that you're sharing this very, very intimate act with, hopefully you're looking forward to the time that you are about to spend together. And that's what you want to do. You want to create an environment where you are both looking forward to this great, great moment of intimacy. Till next time.